Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane. We're talking climate and WOTUS with Ethan in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
It's an issue that farmers and ranchers have been working on for years, a decade or longer. We're talking about the waters of the U.S. Ethan Lane, Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says right now the Biden administration busy pushing back against what Trump put in place under the Clean Water Rule.
The battle in EPA over clean water, I guess what, with the courts now weighing in, the Trump rule kind of sidelined, right?
Effectively, and that's not unexpected, right? I mean, this is one of those kind of pendulum things, depending on who's in office. They try to move it back this direction, and then we're going to see it swing back the other direction. At the end of the day, at a certain point, somebody's going to craft a rule that's going to make it to the Supreme Court, where this thing all started. And the new Supreme Court, the new 6-3 court, is going to have to examine this rule at some point. Whatever the Biden administration comes up with, or whoever takes office after him, I'm afraid this is one of those issues that's going to be with us for a while. I mean, it just, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving, right? We just never get away from WOTUS. And certainly it's not going away anytime soon. I will say, I think Administrator Regan and this administration has done a pretty good job of trying to make sure agriculture has a seat at the table. They're holding round tables. They're taking public opinion. They're listening. Do they agree with us? Probably not. Right. But they also recognize, and they've said so publicly, that they can't go back to 2015. They know that. They've got to move forward. So that means some opportunity here to craft a rule that doesn't just give expansive power to the federal government to wave a wand over any dry creek bed they want to and deem it a federal water.
Kind of a companion to that is just this whole general conversation we've had more than once about climate and the emphasis that the Biden administration continues to put on that. Are you still feeling okay about this whole thing, or are there some worrisome elements of this now?
So I am. I mean, call me naive, but when I look at the place we were in as far as grazing and cattle production and the target that was on our back in the Obama administration, right, just absolutely villainized. It, kind of that last vestiges of the Clinton era, you know, get cattle out, deal. And certainly we're still seeing it, right? We're seeing those stories. We're seeing environmental organizations sideswiping us and lying, frankly, about the methane impact of the cattle industry versus transportation, oil and gas, and other industries, right? I mean, we're a rounding error. We're a tiny little sliver. And when you start really factoring in what we're putting back in the ground and carbon sequestration and, you know, all of the good things that we do, yeah, that's why we went ahead and put out our goals this year and said, look, we're going to demonstrate our climate neutrality by 2040. And I think we'll beat that. Right? Because our producers are already heading in that direction. So yeah, I think generally the tone coming out of the administration, I mean, we were glad to see Robert Bonney confirmed over at USDA. He's been kind of the ag lead for the president on climate. Robert Bonney understands the value of grazing. I mean, he's a guy that I have an ongoing dialogue with. Others do as well. He's a pro. He understands this stuff, and he has a lot of respect for what our producers do. That's good news. That means we have somebody there that we can talk to and work with and deal with to make sure that we get a fair shake, right, and that we're assessed on our merits, not just according to whatever the worst article says about us.
Right. And I guess what the whole conversation and part of the climate neutrality issue that the cattle industry is looking at is the methane story.
It is. And that is an evolving story, right? Because in the 30-second attention span of you know, news consumers here in 2021, it's very difficult to have a detailed conversation with them about the fact that, you know, yes, cattle emit methane like a lot of different sources do, but it's a different kind of methane. It dissipates more quickly. It doesn't have the same impact. You know, new assessment tools like GWP Star much more accurately characterize what that methane impact is rather than the old GWP standard. You know, that evolving global conversation and how we play into that is going to continue to develop over the next couple of years. We got a lot of work to do. We have a lot of educating to do. We have a lot of people who have taken the bait on bad information. And you know, some of it unintentional, some of it very intentional, targeted at our industry. And the more we correct the record, the better. I can tell you, I don't remember the last time I saw three positive articles in a row out of the New York Times on grazing's impact, but by God, I saw them this year. And that's progress in the right direction.
Ethan Lane, you got the beef buzz on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.